Well, you were down in Ketchikan, region meet, and it looks like the kids did pretty amazing.
The kids did amazing. I love it, and we had fantastic weather for it, and it was just everything you wanted. However, it was such a double-edged sword with the weather because we're Alaskan kids, right? So if it's sunny out, we're playing. But here's the problem. We forget that sun zaps you of energy. And I think all my kids got humbled on Friday because they all came back sunburnt and tired, you know. And then what ends up happening is that we still, you know, as a coach, I see the times, I see all this stuff. We still physically showed up. We PR'd, we did really well. But a lot of my kids got right into their head and said, you know, hey man, I should have placed higher, or you know, this, that, and the other thing. And I, as much as I'd wish to say that every single meet we are peaking, this one we physically did well, but we had a little bit mental toughness, and I think it was just a culmination of the pressure of regions and you know, that weather, which we still love, because it was, no, don't get me wrong, it was still awesome. What, 65? But on the turf, it could have been like 75 degrees, so it was hot.
Not something you train for.
Not around here. Nuh-uh. They PR in the rain and the snow. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, tell me any surprises out of what you saw from the athletes this past weekend, or?
When we PR'd, they were fantastic PRs. Like, for example, Rick Kumps, he PR'd with a 38, I think 11 and a half foot jump,
Triple jump.
triple jump, excuse me, and oh my gosh, it was huge. And then Sean, same thing. His last was 36 for shot put, 36 in like 11 inches, and he just crushed with a 38 foot 8-inch throw. You're just like, these PRs are massive. And then with Durkin, who, and these people I'm talking about, they're my top placers. Michael Durkin on the high jump, is he hit 5'10", and he didn't PR. However, he was the only kid that did the jump in the first try. Everybody else couldn't do it, and it just like it was just outstanding. You know, our 4x1 made it to state, and we crushed it. And every exchange was perfect, and that was Chase Lister, Michael Durkin, Elijah Whitaker, and Rick Kumps. And you know, that was just, yes, awesome. And then we had Anya Powick, Kinley Lister, Kate Thompson, Naya, Ebby, Laquelle Deinhard, Lily Odegaard, all of them just did awesome. Anya, Kinley, and Kate were the ones that made it to state. Naya made it to state as well. She made it for the 300 hurdles. And yeah, it's just really cool to see that we also have girls that made it to state, and they all are placing well.
Great.
So
So you're taking a pretty big team up there to
I
Diamond?
believe nine.
Okay.
Nine people are coming, and I, you know, it's awesome. It's super cool to see that there's nine kids that are gonna show up and represent Southeast. You
Cool.
know,
Very
yeah.
cool. So let's make sure, just make sure we're getting all the state qualifiers that are going up there. So on the boys' side,
We have Uriah Lucas. We have Braylon
Willis.
Willis.
Yeah.
We have Sean Spiegelmeyer. We have
Rick
Rick
Kumps.
Kumps. We have Michael Durkin. We have Chase Lister.
Okay.
Now, we had one more qualify, Elijah Whitaker, but he will not be going on this trip. In that, he would qualify for the 4x1, our relay. But with a relay that makes it to state, it's the relay, not the individual. So we can throw in one of the other three kids for that relay. So we will still have that relay. For the girls that are going to state, as of right now, we have Kinley, Lister, Kate Thompson, and Anya Powick. Those are our three that are going. Anaya, Ebby, she decided not to go for the 300.
Okay, and let's see, Kinley was in what event?
Kinley was in the 3200. She qualified at state for the 3200 meter, the 1600 meter, and 300 hurdles.
Okay, and then let's see, Anya was in the
Triple
discus
jump.
or triple jump?
Triple jump,
Okay.
and then she was actually first alternate for the shot put. However, somebody just scratched, so
Okay.
now she's in.
Okay.
And that's, you know what? I love being in this position because this is where Anya was a little upset at first, didn't make it initially. But now we just get to prove why we now deserve this spot. So I'm really excited to go up and let's do some big PRs.
Very cool. And
Yeah.
let's see, third girl you mentioned was, and what's she going
Kate
at? Kate
Thompson. Kate
Thompson.
Thompson qualified for the 800 meter.
Okay.
Now, she knew going in that this is her best event, even though in everybody's eyes, the most brutal event. So she's really happy she made it for that one.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
You know, I'm super proud of my team. You know, they really showed up. I'm proud of my seniors that really helped me make this team the way it is, you know. I'm one coach with all 21 kids, so it was nice to lean on my seniors to help lead this team. And, you know, a really young team, so we learned a lot in this region. And I'm just really excited for state and to, like, again, represent Southeast. It's always Southeast first all. So we're all excited to get up there and show what we got.